escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Braves Yankees tonight. Spencer Strider on the hill. Let's talk to our buddy Grant McCauley, who's back at it. Before we get into this series, tell me about your All-Star Week, man. Tell me what you did. What moment will you cherish? Because I know you were taking it all in.
Yeah, the question might be like, what did I not do? Because it felt like there was so much to do, but then it went by so fast as well. But there was a lot to take in, from the futures game to the draft to the home run derby to the game itself. I mean, there was a ton of activity. So many people here at the fan village over across the way. I got to do my show at Murph's. I mean, it's a hit list of fun things. And I got to go on an all-star date with my wife. So it pretty much checked all the boxes for me. But I would say the one thing, like the one singular event that really jumped off the page to me, was the Hank Aaron tribute in the sixth inning during the All-Star game. We were sitting just over the left field wall, and as that thing started to wind down and you already had the chills from everything else they had presented, that beam of light just shot straight up into the sky. It was very, very fun for somebody who's, you know, grown up in you know, being a Braves fan for a very long time and obviously understanding the history of the game and the importance of Hank Aaron and his impact on this franchise and Major League Baseball as well. It was beautiful to see him memorialized and celebrated for everything he accomplished on the field and, as he always liked to say, as a person.
So well said, Grant. Yeah, it was Goosebumps City. I went home after watching it in person at the stadium to see it on TV, and it looked great on TV, and as you said, it was Goosebumps City in person. I know we're not going to have that knee-jerk reaction, although it was kind of funny to see some columnists and talking heads say, maybe we should end tie games with swing-offs in the regular season. That's not happening.
Yeah, it's like, what was it, the Reggie Jackson quote about facing Nolan Ryan. I mean, like, I love fastballs like people love ice cream, and everybody loves ice cream until somebody's shoving it down your throat. And I feel like it would just be way too much of it. I mean, the home run derby is something that I think is fun. Is it always a perfect format or the perfect field? No. But I do think you can get into it and enjoy it for what it is a certain amount of times, the one night, and then for the All-Star game, nobody wants to see it end in a tie again. I certainly don't want to see them tie it, no pun intended, to the World Series. So I enjoyed it for what it was. It kind of slipped my mind that that was part of the format. I was thinking, oh no, how are we going to handle extras and ghost runners and whatever else? And instead, it was just a very nice, pleasant surprise as I watched them swing the center field gate open and bring the L screen out and start announcing all the rules and the participants for that. So kind of neat and kind of quirky, but yeah, we don't need that in every single game. No, thank you.
All right. How do we get back on track? Can we get back on track? What needs to happen here as we start this, you know, part of the season? It's not technically the second half because we played 90 games or so, right? 95. Mm-hmm. What do we need to do, Grant? And how are you viewing the progress of the players that have struggled and the team and offensively what we've not been able to do? How do you look at this moving forward?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions there, so I'll try to like pick them off as much as I can with what I would imagine is the Braves' mindset going forward. And something Brian Snitker said when he talked to the media earlier today, we cannot worry about all 67 games. We cannot start thinking, okay, we need to win 9 out of 10 or 8 out of 11 or whatever it was that he said as his example, because then what happens if you lose two or three in a row and now you're doing math in your head and trying to figure it out? He said, look, we have to win today. And then we have to wake up and do it again tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. And it sounds cliche, I'll give you that, but over the course of a long baseball season, you will drive yourself nuts if you are just looking at the numbers and the standings and, again, trying to do the math in your head. So trying to be in the right headspace, maybe this reset over the All-Star break will kind of give them a little bit of that reprieve that they needed from being in the grind day after day after day. I think Ronald Acuna Jr. and Matt Olson also got a couple of days after the All-Star festivities, which, by the way, I think both of them enjoyed the opportunity to be a part of that. But now, yeah, you've got 67 games. Is it a long shot to get to where you wanted to get to way back in spring training when you showed up? It absolutely is. But really, there's just no time like the present to try to climb out of the hole that you're in, 10 games under 500 at the All-Star break. You can't win them all in one day. You can't get all the way back the way you want to in 24 hours. So it's just going to be climbing, putting one foot in front of the other, and they're going to have to score more runs. I think we all know that. Austin Riley is on the injured list right now, but did take batting practice today. He could be back as soon as he's eligible. I think I talked to Matt Olson earlier today. He said they're hoping to have him back very soon. So yeah, you've got to get your full accompaniment of guys out there. And you've got to see more consistent offense. This pitching staff had done everything it could. Now it's ravaged by injuries. They're trying to plug holes in the rotation and then the staff in general. You got Joey Wentz brought in here over the last week and Dane Dunning trade last night. He's over from the Texas Rangers. There's just a lot. And you might know because my answer just keeps going and going and going for the Braves to get right in the second half.
Yeah. And again, Dunning just has long relief. Is that the role?
Yeah, for now, but I do think that he's a guy that as they're trying to tend to these bullpen games, I'm using the air quotes, you can't keep doing bullpen games two times through the rotation every single time. They're going to have to settle on some guys that can throw at least four, five, six innings on a semi-regular basis so that you're not just wiping out that bullpen time after time after time. He did have three straight years of 25-plus starts. He was very good in 23. I talked to him a little bit today about, you know, getting himself back on track, and I think that's kind of how he's viewing this new opportunity, whatever role they need him in, and trying to work on some pitches, particularly, I believe, a cutter that could really help him to get some outs for the Braves. He said that's his goal, get out there and get as many outs as possible.
How good of a season is Aaron Judge having, in your opinion?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
tremendous. And he's done this before, but I don't know if it's, do you say this is his best one yet? Because he's got 67-ish games left to add to it as well. He also owns the home run record for the American League. So I don't know where the best of Aaron Judge is, but this has got to be in that stratosphere that he operates in. He's one of the most dangerous hitters in this era or any era in New York Yankees history. Take a moment to digest that, because we're talking about Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, A-Rod, Reggie Jackson, and a host of others, Mickey Mantle, Joe DiMaggio. I mean, it can go on and on and on. And this guy's right up there with him. So it'll be strange to see Monument Grove with all those retired numbers. And then 99 is also off the board, because who in the world would have gone through a career like this, like he's having, wearing the number 99?
Right. We won't get to see Max Fried. But again, getting back to your point about the pitching, as Grant McCauley joins us, guys, in the WadeFord.com hotline. We'll see Wentz, who we picked up off waivers, see what he can do. But it's just, you're asking a lot of a team. Even if you do start hitting, it brings us back to Carl's question about what do we do with the deadline. It just seems like too many holes to fill for this time around. You need, I guess, Ozuna to get on a little bit of a tear to increase the market value. What is Ozuna's trade value now?
Here's the thing, Mike. I really feel like with Ozuna, everybody knows what you're going to get. It's a dangerous hitter who is dealing with an injury that is probably sapping his power potential. I think the Braves rode it as long as they could to see if maybe he'd get hot. I know Brian Snitker said that about a week or two ago before they went out on that last road trip. You're just kind of hoping that, all right, well, if he's not feeling like the hip's bothering him too much, or he's saying it's not, maybe he'll get hot again, but he just didn't. So now you're going to see, I think, more Drake Baldwin and Sean Murphy, because you've just gotten to that point where you just, I think, have to kind of play your best guys or the ones that are swinging the bat the best, because you've backed yourself into, I mean, through the wall. Basically, it's like that Homer Simpson gif where you're just sliding back into the hedges because there's just nowhere further to go.
You're on this week. When are you on this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be on Sunday from 5 to 7 on From the Diamond. We will unpack the MLB draft for the Braves. I think it was a very intriguing one. A lot of position players, shortstops in particular, towards the top, and also a tantalizing pitching prospect who was, I think, a first-round talent to be. So we'll talk all about that, and of course, we'll set the tone for the Braves. I guess they have to do it themselves, though, for what's going to be happening in the second half and the lead-up to the trade deadline and so much more. So From the Diamond, 5 to 7, right here on 99 The Game, on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Grant, I mentioned it to Carl. We're back in the studio after the All-Star game, where I was sitting, a smattering of boos. Like, people were over the Freddie Freeman thing, and let's turn the page and get behind Matt Olson. Matt's been doing a great job. Were you surprised that Dave Roberts didn't use him in that swing-off? I know it was weird because he had a bunch of big names who were already gone on their private planes to get out of there, but the way the things was handled, Dave Roberts, was he just getting everybody in the game, or was he being too cute, or just the way the game flowed?
There's a little bit of trying to get everybody in the game. I will say this, and to Dave Roberts' credit, he was asked about that and said, yeah, maybe I should have thought through that a little bit more from the Matt Olson angle. You weren't going to see Ronald Acuna Jr. because he had already bowed out of the home run derby. You're not going to put him in a situation that was going to hurt him. But you didn't see Otani on the other side. You didn't see Judge. I mean, this was who we thought was still going to be in the building or in this zip code that might participate in that derby. So it's, I think you just kind of do what you can in that scenario. But on the Freddie thing, you know, we relitigate this a lot. I don't know if you guys watched the Freddie documentary that came on MLB Network last night. If you haven't, I recommend that you do. It is hard to not like Freddie Freeman. So the boos, that surprises me a little bit. Do we need to have a performative reunion every time he comes to town? Of course not. But this is a guy that I still think will get his number retired by this team. Who knows how his road will go before he retires, if he ever makes it back here. But I think if he goes into Cooperstown, there's a very good chance that he will, that he might have a Braves hat on there as well. And you can tell that he loved Atlanta, his time here. But, you know, the road in life takes us in different directions. And for Freddie Freeman, he's done all right for himself out in L.A.
It's been really good. World Series MVP and picked up another ring. He's been really good.
Yes,
and you could argue that he's been the catalyst, right? I mean, like, even though they added Otani, he was the guy in those playoffs. All right. Great stuff, Grant. We'll be listening this weekend. Let's see what the Braves do against the Yankees. We'll talk to you on Monday about all the stuff over the weekend.
Sounds great. Good to chat with you guys. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, man. You too. He was like a kid in the candy store this last week. Because when you love it like he does,
right,
and it comes to your city and you're getting all this access and getting a chance to talk to some of the all-time greats. Like I said, it's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of deal. You, a lot of times, Mike, you travel. It's not the same in being in your home city.
Right. Home Run Derby was great. That's the first Home Run Derby I got to be in the stands for. And that was something, man, as we said. You know, we knew that Raleigh was going to put on a show, but it was kind of neat to see O'Neill Cruz with that 513-foot tater past the racetrack sign. And as we mentioned, as Grant said to start the conversation, anybody who was there will never forget the Hank Aaron tribute.
Guess who was picked to win the SEC?
Oh.
We'll tell you.
Boo!
Stay right there.
Bad guys.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.